The Daily Racing Podcast from William Hill.
And they're off.
Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast.
Third festival win and the biggest one today.
Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along to William Hill's Daily Racing Podcast for Monday's edition. William Hill's Racing Radio will have all of Monday's racing covered from 1:50pm with cards coming from Kempton, Leicester and Hamilton. Ollie Pimlott, Gary Capewell and Paddy Aspel will be your studio team to provide their expert analysis on all of the day's action. But to look ahead to three races from Kempton and one from Leicester is myself, Michael Wood, and John Budden. Good afternoon, John. How are you?
Yeah, I'm pretty well, Michael. And a winning nap on Saturday, that helped to improve matters.
It's always a good thing to land a nap. And John, before we look at Monday's racing, I just want to get your thoughts on yesterday's action at the Air Gold Cup, where Brando edged out the favourite Growl. What did you think to Brando's performance?
Well, I think it was a tremendous performance, actually, Michael. Great day at Air, incidentally, and huge crowd, and lovely weather. Very popular day it is, of course, the whole of the Western meeting. I discounted Brando myself, not because I didn't consider the horse was good enough to win an Air Gold Cup, but simply I thought it got too much weight. I really did. And I thought, I think there are others better handicapped. And I'd rather put a pencil through. But in fact, Brando ran a tremendous race. And, with old hindsight sitting on both shoulders, this was a horse which had nearly won the Wokingham, had run extremely well in the Wokingham, had won an excellent race at Sandown, and had shown himself to be in very good form all season. So he was a worthy winner. And it was great, too, that Tom Eaves, a comparatively local jockey for Scottish followers, should be in the saddle, and a fourth win for Kevin Ryan in the last 10 years, which is a remarkable performance.
It is indeed, and Brando looked very comfortable, it must be said.
Yeah, very much so. I mean, it was a Ergo Cup which was dominated by horses drawn low. There's always been a question as to where you should be drawn in the Air Gold Cup. On this occasion, it wasn't, because we knew before the race that it was likely to be a horse drawn in single figures anyhow, which won. And Brando was drawn 8, which has become a very popular stall for Air Gold Cup winners, actually. Growl, I thought, ran very well. There was nothing, you couldn't sort of criticise Richard Fahey's runner, a very short price favourite. I don't like backing favourites in the Air Gold Cup. Their record are dismal. 4-1 was very short, but he stayed on strongly. Just lacks a gear. Brando had that gear, and he was a deserved winner.
And also, in terms of Air, we had the Silver Cup, where it was a good day for Tom Dascombe. Rudy, pipping Get Knotted to the Post.
Yes, Rudy, for me, was under the radar. I remember when he won last time out, I think it was at Haydock, I thought to myself, well, who is this horse? Then I realised it was Tom Dascombe at Haydock, and, local trainer, he loves to have winners at Haydock. I just sort of took that as the view, and I hadn't really considered Rudy as a likely winner of the Silver Cup. I had, so did Mick Norton in the studio, thought that Get Knotted had a very good chance, because the Michael Dodds runner definitely stays longer than 6 furlongs, and it's often a good thing to have a horse who has a little bit of extra stamina in either the Silver or the Gold Cup. And when he hit the front approaching the last half furlong, I thought, good, this is definitely going to win. And then he got mugged by Rudy, who was a worthy winner, and well done to Tom Dascombe. Great to see him winning a big prize.
I know you also wanted to discuss a couple of things at Newbury and Newmarket on Saturday. In terms of those two tracks, which particular races caught your eye?
Well, I think we have to mention the Middle Reef at Newbury, Michael. It's a very decent race and looked to be won by a slightly unexposed, very unexposed, but very good horse in Harry Angel. Clive Cox, apparently, according to KP, had always regarded Harry Angel as one of the best young horses in his yard, but hadn't been able to run him for one or two problems nearly enough. Well, my goodness me, he was punted off the course yesterday at Newbury and absolutely hacked up, and I'm sure we'll hear more of Harry Angel.
In terms of Newmarket, John, which races caught the eye?
There were a number of them, but I'll just keep one. I think the Sir Zarewitch trial was interesting. The winner could well go on to run well in the big race itself. But I had a sort of parochial interest here. Shrewd was running for Ian Jardine, the Carruthers-Town trainer near Dumfries, of course, where Lenny Lungo used to train. And Shrewd has run tremendously well, second in the Ebor, and then didn't pick up last time out at Haydock. We thought that it might have come that race a bit quick after the Ebor. I think it did, because Shrewd ran a tremendous race yesterday in the trial, finished third. Now, he won't run, as far as I know, in the Sir Zarewitch, but his stable companion, Nakita, definitely will. And the Sir Zarewitch has been Nakita's target all season. So it was very interesting to see a Jardine horse intrude finishing close up in that trial. Incidentally, today, Sunday, is Ian Jardine's open day. He's got an extremely good stable of horses up there in the Dumfriesshire. And Now Children, which was my nap yesterday, is one of four horses owned by Paul and Claire Rooney, trained by Ian Jardine. And I think he's a very, very decent young horse and will definitely improve as a three-year-old. And, of course, Ian Jardine's in the news very quickly because of Shane Shortall. The Irish jump jockey has now come over permanently and is going to be his stable jockey for the winter.
Well, John, let's move on to Monday's racing. As we mentioned earlier on, we're going to be looking at three races at Kempton and one from Leicester. And Leicester is where we're going to begin with the 4:30. It's a filly's handicap over 1 mile and 60 yards. Nine runners to choose from, John. What appeals most here?
Well, Michael, I think Wrapped needs a certain amount of attention right at the top of the handicap. William Haggis has been in tremendous form over the last month, and anything he runs has to be noted. Wrapped is not one of his best horses, but this is a fairly modest race, and I thought Wrapped would go fairly well. Ran quite well at Redcar two outings ago, and he beat a horse called Mountain Grange. However, I'm going to go down to the three-year-olds a bit lower in the handicap, and Poster Girl is one of them. She's trained by Jonathan Portman, who is also having a very good season quietly. Mrs. Danvers, of course, winning the big race at Newbury earlier in the season. And his team will be going well. Poster Girl used to be Irish, joined the Portman stable earlier in the season, and I thought ran a promising race at Windsor when second to Nicara. Might well take a hand, but I'm going to go for Henry Candy here, Artist's Model, just a little bit lower in the list, and Fergus Sweeney's riding. He's having actually a rather good time, Fergus Sweeney, at the moment, riding plenty of winners for Alan King and also a few for Henry Candy. And I thought that Artist Model ran an eye-catching race at Salisbury last time out when second to Ocean Ready.
So Artist Model, the one that appeals most in the 4:30 at Leicester. Let's move on to the three races at Kempton that we're going to be previewing. The first is the 4:40, a handicap over 6 furlongs with 12 runners in this one. John, what would be your best bet here?
Yeah, this is a very competitive race, and I think the draw could count quite significantly, Michael. And most of my three, in fact, all of my three, are drawn relatively low. Related is plenty of weight for him, of course, but Related is at the top of the list and is drawn two, and I thought ran reasonably in the Portland handicap, finished 10th in the end, but it was a competitive race and perhaps he got a little bit too much weight. But he ran very well on the penultimate occasion, finishing an excellent second, and that race was won by Magnus Maximus, who wasn't a runner in the Gold Cup yesterday, but was strongly fancied. So I think the form of that is sound. We also got David O'Mara sending Highland Acclaim down here. This horse has raced quite a lot, Michael, during the summer, and finished seventh in the Portland handicap, just in front, in fact, of Related in that race, but had run pretty poorly a few days earlier behind Handsome Dude. The third horse I'd mention here is Seychelles. I mentioned this one because he's trained by Sir Mark Prescott, who's actually got his team going extremely well. He had a winner at Catterick on Saturday, and several others have run close up recently. And Seychelles ran a pretty sound race last time out, second to Hackham, that was at Chelmsford, so obviously acts on the all-weather. A very competitive race, but I'm going to go for weight here, Related at the top.
Related, the one that catches the eye in the 4:40 at Kempton. Let's move on to the 5:10 at Kempton, a handicap over 1 mile, 14 runners to choose from here, John. What do you like in this one?
Yeah, something of a minefield. 14 runners and they're more or less of the same calibre, Michael. I thought Mountain Rescue needs to be mentioned because he's trained by Chris Wall. And Chris Wall is getting his horses running at this time of year very well. He's had a number of winners and quite a lot of horses running close up. And this horse, Mountain Rescue, has been ridden by William Buick, who is in great shape himself, riding winners all over the place, and particularly at Newmarket on Saturday. So I do think that Mountain Rescue is worth consideration, but possibly not going to be the winner. I'm going to go for a double E in this contest, Michael, and the first E is Easter Mate, who's Rafe Beckett's runner in this contest, and Hector Crouch is in the saddle taking £5. Hector Crouch actually has got some useful rides at Kempton tomorrow, and he too has been not rattling in the winners, but getting quite a number over the past fortnight or so. Hector Crouch rides Easter Mate for the Beckett stable. Didn't run very well at Newmarket last time. Something slightly amiss on that occasion, but was an excellent winner at Newmarket earlier in the season, beating Holy Grail, and I think it's got a chance. But my actual selection will be the other E, and that is Etiras, who is trained by Owen Burrows and owned by Hamdan Al-Maktoum, and Paul Hannigan will be in the saddle, and was a good winner at Thirsk last time out. It wasn't a great race, but won with authority and had shown promise at Thirsk before that. Team seemed to be in quite good shape. They had a winner at Catterick on Saturday, so Etiras will be the choice.
Etiras, the best bet in the 5:10 at Kempton. Let's move on to the final race of this podcast. We're looking at the finale at Kempton on Monday, the 5:40, a handicap over 1 mile once again, 14 runners once again to choose from. What do you like in this one, John?
Well, Luca Kumano's horses have been going really well, and a Cryptic must have a perfectly sound chance in this contest. Was reasonably placed at Wolverhampton last time out, and ran even better at Kempton. And we are at Kempton, of course, and that was on the penultimate. The team in good condition, and Cryptic has to be definitely respected in the race. German Whip is another one, going for a three-timer, German Whip, and Gary Moore trains, and this particular individual looks to be excellent on the all-weather. A winner at Chelmsford last time and at Kempton prior to that. So acts on the track, in very good form, has to have a really serious chance. And a third one with a reasonable idea of being in the frame, I would have thought, is Broughton's Vision. Broughton's, lots of them trained, of course, by William Musson over the years, and this is the most recent, and was a good winner at Kempton last time out. And so again, has excellent form on the track. But I'm going to go for the hat-trick-seeking German Whip.
German Whip, John's choice in the finale at Kempton on Monday. Well, John, can you just recap your selections, please?
Well, we start off at Leicester, Michael, in the 4:30, and we're going for Artist Model, Henry Candy's runner there. Then three at Kempton in the 4:40. The first of them, Related, will be the choice near the top of the handicap. In the 5:10, we're going to go for Etiras to give Owen Burrows a winner, and in the 5:40 at Kempton, the choice is German Whip.
Well, John, as always, thank you for your thoughts on Monday's action, and remember that William Hill's Racing Radio will have all of it covered live from 1:50 p.m. So make sure you tune in to that.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.